Birsa Munda, freedom fighter who fought against the British and missionaries. Even though he lived for just 25 years, Birsa Munda is one legend who has made a long-standing impact on India's fight against the British. A young freedom fighter and a tribal leader whose spirit of activism in the late 19th century is remembered to be a strong mark of protest against British rule in India. Birsa Munda, a tribal freedom fighter, religious leader and folk hero who belonged to the Munda tribe. Birsa Munda spearheaded an Indian tribal mass movement that arose in the tribal belt of modern Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh in the late 19th century during the British Raj. Munda is one of the most important faces of Indian tribal movements against the British, who inspired various tribes, not only Mundas but also Khariyas and Aruns, who accepted him as their leader. Birsa Munda was born at Ulihattu in the Bengal Presidency, presently in Jharkhand, on November 15, 1875, into a Munda family. Munda spent his childhood amidst poverty in a typical tribal setup, where he converted to Christianity and became Birsa David to receive an education from a missionary school. During the late 1880s, Munda began understanding the nature of exploitation meted out by the British against the native tribals. The considerable disruption caused by British agricultural policies impacted the livelihood of these tribal people, disrupting their usual way of life, which was hitherto peaceful and in tune with nature. British economic and political policies and the aggressive religious and cultural policies of the Christian missionaries, which belittled the tribal people and their culture, acted as fuel for their fight against the British. During the period 1886 to 1890, Birsa Munda spent a long period in Chaibasa, which was close to the center of the Sardars' agitation. By the time he left Chaibasa in 1890, Birsa was firmly entrenched in the movement against the British oppression of the tribal communities. The British agricultural policies provided the spark for the Mundas to revolt. The Mundas had followed the Khunkhati system of joint landholding. The British replaced this with the zamindari system, which allowed outsiders to enter these tribal areas. The entry of outsiders aided by the British led to the exploitation of the native tribals. Mundas, once landowners, were soon reduced to forced laborers, resulting in further impoverishment and deprivations. As a reaction to the introduction of the zamindari system or permanent settlement in tribal areas, Birsa Munda in 1894 declared Ulgulam or revolt against the British and the Dikas, the outsiders. In these areas, he was soon known as Birsa Bhagwan, and many tribals began to follow Munda. In 1894, Birsa Munda began to awaken the masses and raise them against British atrocities. The tribals and many other Hindus and Muslims flocked to see the new leader of the groups. Birsa Munda traveled to every village to raise the consciousness of the people. He declared an end to Victorian rule and proclaimed the beginning of Munda rule. He organized an effective movement wherein people stopped paying taxes to the British. The Christian missionaries were unnerved as Birsa became the stumbling block in the conversion path. Many within Christianity also began to join Mundas. He was arrested in 1895 and released after 2 years. After his release in 1897, Munda picked up the movement by reorganizing the tribals. Munda went underground and sowed the seeds of revolt against the British. By 1899, he had built a strong army with proper training for tribal soldiers. On December 24, 1899, Munda launched an attack on police stations and churches, killing a few policemen. The energized tribal uprising had spread to almost the entire Chotanagpur region. Birsa Munda called for a decisive war against the British and attacked the places loyal to the British for the next 2 years. The British forces put all their might into suppressing the revolt and attacked heavily Munda guerrillas. The Britishers attacked the tribals and killed hundreds of people. First made a tactical retreat to the hills of Singhabhum. On February 3, 1900, Birsa Munda was finally caught by the British from Jamkopi Forest, Chakradharpur. Birsa Munda died on June 9, 1900, while lodged at the Ranchi jail, aged 25. Authorities claimed he died of cholera, although this is doubted. Even after 120 years of his death, Birsa Munda is remembered by the masses as one of the greatest tribal icons of the country who is a symbol of anti-feudal, anti-colonial struggle. Even though left-leaning Marxist historians deliberately subdued his greatness to achieve their ideological aspirations. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.